Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Bright and shiny clean, the garden is gorgeous after a good rainstorm. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to get some reservations, especially if you're looking to bring your furry bestie for a walk on Dog Walking Sunday. Heading into the newly planted pollination garden, and you will be treated to a cheerful display of pink blossoms on a few volunteer cosmos. The single pink flowers are on volunteer plants and a happy spot of color in the winter garden. These cosmos are called bipinnatus because of the leaf structure. The plants can become top-heavy when they bloom, so to give the plants a more supportive structure, grow them in a group and the leaves will interlace, which also makes for a lovely display of flowers. See the lovely grass-leaved Hakea franciscana or bottle brush Hakea. This plant is part of the Protea family and not related to the bottle brush at all. It's a great habitat plant for birds and bees and is a native from Australia. Everywhere you look in the pollination garden, the lovely white yarrow is blooming. See if you can find the one that has a blush pink flower. Then wander down the path into the lower meadow to view the beautiful Magnolia dolstoppa silver cloud. This lovely magnolia tree was planted just last summer. It's a fast-growing tree that can top out at 40 feet. It has a low canopy and can live 40 years or so. The low canopy gets to 25 feet wide, which makes it ideal for a shade tree, an accent, or screening plant. Wandering up the meadow to see the wonderful collection of staghorn ferns, the things that make these ferns so interesting is that they grow two different leaf structures. The flat, basically round leaves, which are sterile and hold water and nutrients for the plant, securing it to whatever it's growing on, and the very interestingly shaped fronds that stick out from the base leaves and are brown with spores on the underside. While the staghorn fern family is a small number of varieties, the most common and considered the easiest to grow is the Platycerium bifurcatum. However, if you'd like to see a dramatic specimen of Platycerium, check out the superbum growing in the greenhouse on the right-hand wall as you head toward the back. While you're in the greenhouse, see the lovely bromelia just to your left inside the door. This is a bulbergia and blooming wildly. It makes a real statement when mixed with arches of phalaenopsis flowers. Notice the red bracts under the green and blue flowers. The plant uses red to attract hummingbirds. In the back of the greenhouse, you can see another bromeliad, an acmea, with lovely blue and lavender flowers. In the Natural California Plant Collection just past the greenhouse, see the bladderpod or Clomelia arborea. This plant is a member of the caper family. It blooms almost year-round and has flowers and seed pods on the plant at the same time. Bladderpod is used by songbirds and quail for cover and forage, and it's an edible plant, but because of the slightly unpleasant strong scent, it's best planted away from your paths. Also sporting flowers is the old man saltbush, or Atroplex numillaria. This is also an edible plant from Australia, where it's used as a forage plant. The leaves are covered with salt cells, and the plant is special because it can desalinate water and survive in somewhat salty conditions. Heading down through the cactus collection, the bromelia Deuteroconia lawrenceana is blooming. Walking through the Bohannon Rose Garden to the back, and you'll see and scent the Sea of Narcissus is still going strong. Following tram road around to the lovely, now golden ginkgo tree, you'll see the ginkgo tree is still losing its leaves this year. Behind the ginkgo, the firewheel trees are stunning right now. One look at the bloom and you see why it's commonly called firewheel. In Phoebe's Meadow, the new Grevillea variety, Amber Passion, is blooming. This is a cousin to the grassleaf Hakea that we saw blooming in the pollination garden. It's planted in front of the cedar tree screen around the Richard Archschwager sculpture, One on One, that's on loan to the garden from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. And last, but certainly not least, if you continue around Tram Road, you'll see a truly beautiful angel trumpet tree variety in bloom, Brugmansia Pink Velvet. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.